Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, good evening and welcome in. This is the Louisville Basketball Postgame Show here on 790 KRD. And not an ideal start for Louisville, not an ideal start for Kenny Payne. And they made it interesting at the end, but after watching this Louisville team play in the two exhibition games and just knowing what Bellarmine and Scott Davenport can do as a program, I mean, I mentioned it all throughout my show this morning. I did not think Louisville was going to win. And they made it interesting at the end, but Louisville loses today. I'm pretty sure this is the first season-opening loss at home in about 22 years. Bellarmine wins today 67-66 in a game that really Bellarmine controlled. After the first segment of this game, I thought Louisville came out. I thought they played with a purpose. I thought there was energy. It looked as if they were absolutely different than what they were in those exhibition games. And then it just kind of went off the rails, and they had some moments where it looked as if they were about to seize momentum. And each time it looked as if, here we go, they're about to do it, they couldn't. And it snowballed the other direction, whereas Bellarmine did a good job of recapturing momentum. And then down the stretch here, I mean, Louisville ended this game on an 11-0 run in the last 4 minutes and 23 seconds. And I'm happy for Scott Davenport. I really am. I know this game meant a lot to him. Louisville has, we don't need to rewrite history and say that there was a mistake made by what's happened with hires in recent years and all that stuff. But clearly Scott Davenport was right here in Louisville, and I think would have been happy to help to step in the circumstances that the program was in, right? You're going through what you were going through, and he never got a phone call. And I can't speak for Coach Davenport, and I don't know if he's ever said this publicly, but I have a hard time imagining that that's not been something that he has thought about. So he was not very talkative this week. He's a guy who is a great interview, loves to talk, but he sat and waited for this opportunity, and he took advantage of it. And I say all that to say they nearly gave it away. I'm not sure what Bellarmine was doing in the end there. I mean, it literally looked as if they were going to make every mistake possible to give this game to Louisville. L. Ellis gets to the free throw line, misses the front end of the 1-1. He makes those two free throws. Louisville might have walked out of there with a W. And then, of course, down the stretch there, you got a decent look from, I believe it was Kamari Lands, and then Roosevelt Wheeler on the offensive glass. Just couldn't capitalize right there in front of the rim. And then I don't know what in the world the Bellarmine player, I forget his name, was it Betts? Yeah, it was Betts, who actually had a pretty good game, one of their better players. And he just threw it behind his head. And I'm glad that the television crew, I know Wes Durham was doing play-by-play. I'm not exactly sure who was doing color, but I thought for sure Louisville was going to have a chance to throw it in bounds. But because he did that in the ball, so if he'd have thrown it in bounds and it would have went out of bounds on the other end, Louisville would have gotten the ball right where he threw it. However, because the ball was already in play, you know, they had to go the length of the floor and they come up short. And look, you guys can you know, feel free to give us a call, 502-571-7900 at 11:30 on a Wednesday evening. And this is just, I mean, this is not an ideal start by any means. And I'm struggling, man. And I don't mean like I'm struggling, like I'm, you know, tired. And but I mean, I'm not surprised they lost because I kind of saw this coming. And I think most people probably did deep down as well. If you watch this team in exhibition play, and if you watch, and you just know what Bellarmine is, but like, what should we expect this year? I mean, I know Bellarmine is a tough team to prepare for. I mean, I think both things can be true. You should never feel as if Bellarmine can beat you the way they did tonight. They only won by one, but they were in control for the majority of the game. But have we ever been this low to where this is just kind of what we, I mean, this is who we are. It's And I'm sorry for spinning my wheels and having a tough time, you know, articulating exactly what I want to say, but like this team may be like never forget type of bad. And I've got plenty of concerns. I've got plenty of complaints, but like, who do I blame? I mean, part of me says, you know, this is what I've said throughout the week on my show is that I think this year is where we really actually sit in the punishment. 5 years of waiting has led to you. The product of that has led to you having this team here. That's kind of where I'm at. But then again, I also just watch this team play and I think, like, did they do anything in the offseason? Who's got better? Why does some guys look like they've regressed? And I want to be angry at Kenny Payne, but I don't know if that's fair. I don't know what to do. 502-571-7900 is the number. Our man John Alden's back at the 4th Street Live Studios here on 790 KRD. Who's up first, John?
Thomas.
Thomas, you're on. What's up, brother?
Yeah, I just have some questions. I mean, we just didn't look that good, and we're taking a lot of threes. Like, what do you think about that and that last shot and everything? I mean, I know we shouldn't have been there, but, I mean, like, what do we do? Where do we go from here?
Well, Thomas, I appreciate the phone call. I'll start with this. I mean, tonight, Louisville, from three-point range, they were – let's see here, 11 of 28. I mean, they took a lot of them that were just, you know, quick fire. And it's honestly a lot of what we've seen in recent years. I mean, there was a lot of complaints about Chris Mack's offense and how stagnant it was. There was no creators. And I think tonight you saw a lot of that. They I mean, if you guys saw that bucket that Brandon Huntley Hatfield had late in the game, I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, why wasn't that a point of emphasis from the get-go? I mean, it's just him being a bigger dude than the other guy and using, you know, the polished moves that he has in the post and just had to, you know, just put it up and in. And the three-point shooting, I mean, it's like the least of my concerns because I kind of think if this team's going to beat teams, they need to take good threes. And they're going to have to make some because I don't really know what other recipe they're going to have offensively. But, yeah, I mean, tonight you had, again, you shot it, let's see, you shot 11 of 28, which is actually not as bad as you might think. That's 39%. If you make 11 threes on 28 attempts and you as a team can shoot 39%, I mean, that's not that bad, to be honest with you. However, with the personnel this team has, which, let's be real, this personnel doesn't make a ton of sense. You have one creator out there in L. Ellis, and you can clearly tell that he's in his head a little bit. He doesn't know how, and it's hard for him. It's hard to know when to create. When are you doing too much? I mean, he's in a tough spot because he's the only lead guard on this team. I said it all summer. People were yelling at me about it. This guy can play guard. That guy can play guard. Here's the reality. You're not going to beat anybody if L. Ellis and Mike James aren't playing a ton of minutes. You just aren't. You don't have the personnel to do that. So with L, I mean, he's more of a natural creator than Mike James is. So I think he's kind of balancing, okay, I've got to get things going. I've got to keep this offense moving. But I also need to be this team's primary scorer because that's just what I've got to do. So, yeah, to answer your question, Thomas, I mean, three-point shooting was the least of my worries tonight. But I don't really know what they want to do and who they want to be offensively. Like, I think at the beginning of the game, in that first segment, I mean, they came out, played hard. You could tell there was an emphasis there. They had energy and seemed to have a focus about them that you really didn't see in the exhibition games. And, you know, they got some decent looks, knocked them down, took care of it. And then after that first segment, when they went to the first TV timeout, things just kind of went off the rails. And there was a lot of standing around, not really knowing what to do. I mean, I don't know what their identity is. And it's game one, so maybe they're still trying to figure that out. But am I the only one that's watched this team in two exhibition games and in the regular season with the understanding and the awareness of where we are, right? This team is not loaded with talent. We knew going in the expectations were super low. So it's not, I'm not being unfair in saying that I expected this group to come out and look like a Final Four team, but I've watched this team now in three different games. And I just wonder, what in the hell have they been doing in practice? What are they doing in the offseason? I mean, I know you got to keep teaching guys how to work hard. That's something that has been talked about this week by Kenny Payne, that he's having to coach effort on every play. And that's just the way the college game is now. But like Sidney Curry, I know foul trouble was a factor, but Sidney Curry played with a hunger last year, a guy that just was out there and he was a man among boys at times. And now I feel like he's sleepwalking. Roosevelt Wheeler. I mean, Roosevelt Wheeler looks like a guy who, to be honest with you, looks no different than last year. I mean, I think Jalen Withers kind of looks like the guy he was pre-last year when he was an all-ACC freshman as a redshirt. And, of course, L looks improved, but he's having to do way too much. I'm okay with what I've seen from Mike James. I like Kamari Lands as far as his overall. I mean, I'm surprised he didn't actually take more shots. I mean, well, yeah, he did take. Let's see. Kamari Lands finished the game played 21 minutes and only had a couple of points and was 0 of 6 from the floor. So obviously he didn't make a shot, but given what I've seen, he's a guy that you're probably going to have to play some legitimate minutes to. So look, I don't know who to be mad at. I don't know where to go from here. That was one of the questions we got from our first caller. And if you guys, by the way, phone lines are open, 502-571-7900, if you'd like to give us a call. But I mean, if you can't beat Bellarmine, I don't know what we should expect moving forward. And it's even weirder because here we are reacting to this is a big deal. Bellarmine in their, what, third season as a Division I team, they tipped off their season by beating Louisville in the Yum Center. Like, that's a big deal. Yet, myself and I think a lot of you listening aren't really that surprised because we kind of saw this coming. And it's just not an ideal place to be. And even when you've had upsets and you've had a team that comes out and looks like they're going to be a work in progress, I think you could always just say, hey, the only way to go here is up. And that's kind of where I'm at. But man, I don't know. I haven't seen much right now that makes me think this team is going to win many games. And I'll go back to a comment I had on my show earlier this week that is this team can't really hurt us from here on out, right? They've lost to Lenore Ryan, Leanne Rimes, whoever. They just lost to Bellarmine. I mean, they can only go up from here. All right, back to the phone lines, 502-571-7900. John, who's up first here?
Bobo.
Bobo, what's up? You're on 790 KRD. What's up, brother?
Bobo, it's a Bobo here. Buck, it was just a hard game to watch. You know, walking out of the Yum Center, just a lot of confusion. You know, just growing up in Louisville just makes me question things. Like you said, you know, you're playing Bellarmine. Who do they have to play next? North Bullitt? You know, or do we have to get Alex Young up here from North Bullitt to coach this team? It's just unreal. You know, who do they have to play from here? Zoten Middle School?
Well, I don't know what the plan is. From here, I mean, they've got Wright State next, and Wright State just gave Davidson a hell of a game. So I don't know that was an attempt to make fun of where I went to school or what it was. But nonetheless, it's tough. It's embarrassing to lose to Bellarmine if you're Louisville under any circumstance. And I know that sounds mean to say when it comes to Coach Davenport and what he's built at Bellarmine, but it's just the truth. I mean, and yet I think what makes it sadder than anything is that nobody's surprised by it. Like, that's just how low we are. And again, the only way you can only go up from here. I mean, that's the fact that that's the only, you know, silver lining, if you even want to call it that, which I don't think it really is, but that's where we are. You lose to Bellarmine, you can lose to anybody on this schedule. No, I don't think they're going to go winless the entire year, but this is just unfamiliar territory in a major way. We've said that for years now because Louisville's just been going through it in recent years, right? But this is, this is like next level unfamiliar territory. All right, back to the phone lines. Who's up next, John?
John,
what's up? You're on 790 KRD.
I think you're being too hard on Bellarmine. Bellarmine's a quality. I mean, they're an ace. They should have went to the NCAA last year. I don't want to get into defending Bellarmine, but I think you're being too hard on them. But I mean, did they run a play? Did Louisville run a play?
Louisville, I don't know if they ran an actual set, John. I don't know if, I mean, I didn't, they were in a motion offense early, and I think that's kind of what they want to do, but they really kind of get away from it after a while, that they run a motion early, and then when it gets late in the shot clock, it just kind of dissolves, and they just bail on it. Now, look, you're right. Bellarmine, in all seriousness, I don't want to act like this is not a big deal, and I don't want to act like losing to Bellarmine is really ever acceptable. And let's be real, Bellarmine's never beat a team like Louisville ever, and this is a big deal. However, it is a tough opening game for Kenny Payne because it's not as if Bellarmine has personnel that you simply just can't account for, but you're always moving. They never put the ball on the floor. They're constantly passing. So I will at least say that had Louisville opened up against, you know, Florida A&M, who's a team they play in a few weeks, it probably would be a little different. So what Bellarmine does makes it tough on you. We've seen good Louisville teams at least kind of struggle with Bellarmine, but this is a Louisville basketball program that has won national championships and has big aspirations, and Bellarmine beating you is just not something fans are used to. You know what I mean?
Well, I understand, but I don't want to start defending Bellarmine. Also, 33 was Mr. Basketball in Kentucky.
Yeah,
I don't know what I mean. He didn't look like he could miss. Why? Yeah, I don't understand why Louisville didn't recruit him.
Thank you for the call, John. I appreciate it. Yeah, he's a really good shooter. Played at Lexington Catholic a couple years ago. He actually redshirted when he got to Bellarmine, which is pretty rare for kids most situations. I'm not sure what his other offers were, but yeah, he made his official debut tonight in college basketball, and he did not look at all like the moment was too big for him. He shot it with confidence, shot a couple of threes from deep behind the 3-point line. So look. Tonight's not about Bellarmine. I mean, I'm happy for Scott Davenport, and I mean that sincerely. I mean, when I was growing up playing basketball, I went to Scott Davenport's camps every year, and he's a phenomenal coach, a phenomenal person, one of Louisville's finest, and I'm happy he got this moment. But, you know, we're here to talk about Louisville, and this is, you know, this kind of sets the tone for the season, and it's not exactly a great tone, to say the least. All right, John, do we need to go to break, or can we go back to the phone lines?
Let's do one more.
Okay, let's do one more call here. We'll take a quick break. Let's go back to whoever's up next. Who is it?
We're going to Cameron.
Cameron, you're on 790 KRD. What's up, Cameron?
Hey, what's up? I'm just wondering, I mean, based off talent, I would consider Louisville would be better. So is it a coaching standpoint? Is Kenny Payne, I mean, our offense looked horrendous, our defense, so is Scotty Davenport is a better coach, and we recruited him instead of Kenny Payne, or what's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the call, Cameron. I mean, I can't tell you that I think this team is well coached right now, but I also can't, and I'd love to be able to lie to you, give you some kind of a hot, flaming take and overreact and say, man, Kenny Payne looks like an awful coach. I mean, I could do that, but I don't, it wouldn't be genuine because I don't know if that's the case. But what I will say is just using my eyeballs and using what I know about basketball, and maybe it's not as much as, you know, what you guys know about basketball, but I like to think I'm at least somewhat knowledgeable of what I see in this sport. And I don't know what this team's doing. I don't really know what I don't know who got better. I think some guys have regressed. I mean, I don't know what their identity is. And maybe when you have a brand new team and it's a, you know, a new era, it's clearly gonna be a work in progress, but like, there are certain things that I don't think really have to do with talent. And this team didn't play with any energy and enthusiasm, and they didn't come out with like their heads were on fire when these exhibition games. And that was a little concerning to me tonight. Again, I think they came out with a spark a little bit and had some energy about them, but it kind of quickly dissolved. And yeah, I mean, look, I don't know what Cameron wants me to say. And I think he's just asking a genuine question, to be honest with you. I don't think he's trying to, you know, put me on the spot. But yeah, Bellarmine looked like a better coach team tonight. They did. I mean, Scott Davenport's a hell of a coach. And I mean, he's right. What Cameron said, Louisville has the edge in talent at every position on the floor. And I know that sounds like I'm belittling Bellarmine, but think about it. I mean, Bellarmine has been able to do what they've done under Scott Davenport, mostly because of the system and the program. Not to say he hasn't had good players, because he certainly has, but this isn't even supposed to be one of Scotty's better teams, from what I understand. That could be wrong, but they lost Dylan Penn, their best player, to the transfer portal. You know, they've got some guys back from last year's team that won the ASUN championship, but I mean, they just do what they do and they do it well. And Louisville, I'm not sure what they do and I'm not sure what they do well. I don't know who they are as a team. And again, if you're just now jumping in your car and joining us, leaving the game, look, I know this is a work in progress. Nobody was expecting Louisville to be great this year. But if you start the season with a loss to Bellarmine, you got to just, I mean, that, if anything, if there's one, I guess, positive thing to take from this, it's just that, you know, at least we know where we are, right? I mean, at least we know where we are. All right, we'll take a quick timeout, get back to more of your calls on the other side. 502-571-7900. That is the number. This is the Louisville Basketball Postgame Show on 790 KRD.
Take me to the place I love. Take me all the way. All right, this is the Louisville basketball post game show here on 790 KRD as Louisville season gets off to a rough start, a 67-66 loss to Bellarmine.
And looked like they had a chance there at the end to pull off some magic, and it was a good run. And these guys didn't quit at the end, but just not much execution. And Bellarmine, give them credit. You almost thought they were trying to lose it at the end. Bellarmine didn't score in the last 4.5 minutes, missed their last five shots, had four turnovers in the last 4 minutes. So they gave us a chance, but Louisville couldn't come through. And the Kenny Payne era starts where they lost to Bellarmine, which I think really just tells us where we are. All right, my name's Nick Coffey, John Alden, back at the KRD studios at 4th Street Live. And, man, I got to get up early tomorrow, like I always do, but at least this is something this is therapeutic for me, right?
Do you like doing these late-night post-game shows, Nick, whether it's football or basketball?
Yeah, I mean, very blessed to be able to do this, but I swear to you, I'm not even saying it. It's legitimately – I won't be as bummed about it tomorrow morning when I start my show because I've used this post-game show, I guess, as a chance to kind of talk through it with fans.
There
so
you go. Yeah.
That's where we are. All right, 502-571-7900. That is the number if you want to give us a call. Let's go back to the phone lines. Welcome in JP. JP, you're on 790 KRD. What's up, brother?
What's going on, Nick? How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. Not a good result tonight, but, you know, I can't say that I'm totally surprised that this happened.
All right. Well, I'll be quick. Number one, I appreciate all that you do. Appreciate you doing the post-game football games, basketball games, staying up late, getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning. Appreciate you. Appreciate everything you do, sir.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you. It means a lot.
As far as tonight goes, one thing I noticed in the first half, dude, we are big. And I don't understand. There was a lot of times in the first half where we have five people outside the perimeter. I don't understand why, as big as we are, why are we not putting the ball inside? L. Ellis, our point guard, obviously he played 40 minutes tonight. Fabio Basile did not play at all. But why are we not posting up a few big guys, going at them big early?
JP, I appreciate the call. I'll say this. The way that Kenny Payne has played with this lineup that he has started these games with is, I mean, it's archaic. I'm not against going big, but if you're going to go big, be big, and they don't do that. To your point, JP, they put two bigs out there, and they don't seem to get anything out of it. So, they're not even trying to get the ball inside, so it's not as if Sid or Brandon Huntley Hatfield are getting touches and they're in each other's way. But that's typically what happens now, is that you play four out, one in, or more of a, you know, three out, one in, and kind of a hybrid guy that can do a little bit of everything and be, you know, versatile for you. When you put Brandon Huntley Hatfield and Sidney Curry in the lineup together, you think you're doing that to absolutely take advantage of having size, and they don't do that. Now with L. Ellis, I'll defend L. L is in a tough spot. He is having to run the show, and he's your only primary ball handler that plays, but he also has to score for you. He's got to stay aggressive. He's got to be on at all times. And I think in the exhibition game against Lenore Ryan, I don't think he took a shot in the first half, and it's quite clear if he's not aggressive offensively, I'm not really sure what your scoring options are. So what I would do is scrap the bigs, because you're not taking advantage of that. That's really not how basketball is played anymore. It's just rarely do you see a twin tower type lineup where you've got Huntley Hatfield and Sidney Curry in anymore. So what I would do is I would play L. Ellis and Mike James as many minutes as you can and hope they don't get in foul trouble. I'd play Kamari Lands just because I think he's comfortable. I think he's talented. And I think with the more repetition, he'll get more and more comfortable. And maybe by the time you get to January, you're not thinking this kid looks like a freshman anymore. And then I'd go with Jalen Withers, who I've yet to talk about today. But I think Jalen, foul trouble obviously got in the way tonight, but Jalen is kind of getting back to where he was before last year. And it's weird, usually you get better as seasons go along, but Jalen's best season he had here at Louisville was his first one when he was a redshirt freshman. So I would go with Jalen at your four because he can be kind of your hybrid guy. And then I would probably just pick, you know, whoever's playing well for you. I mean, I do not understand Sidney Curry's situation. Tonight, foul trouble was clearly a factor, but he is not anything what he was last year. And I don't mean, I'm not writing him off as if he can't get back to that. We know what he's capable of, but he just doesn't look engaged. And last year, he played with such hunger. He was the most intense guy on the floor and had a motor about him. And that motor hadn't gotten started this year. And I'm not sure what's going on with that, because these guys, this staff is supposed to be really, really focused on big men and development. And I think Sidney looks like he's regressed. Roosevelt Wheeler doesn't look any different than the first day he stepped on campus. So to answer your question, JP, they're putting a big lineup out there, but doing nothing to take advantage of the size that they have. And look, Bellarmine plays tough. They do. They play hard. They're physical. But if you can't utilize size advantage against Bellarmine, I'm not sure who you're going to do it against, to be honest with you. One thing I wanted to mention here before we get back to the phone lines, 502-571-7900, that is the number if you want to give us a call. We did see it briefly, and I'm not sure that this is the kind of opponent you would want to do it against, but they did throw a zone out there, and I think that that's, I mean, if they haven't practiced it yet, it may be rough. You probably don't want to debut it when you go to Maui if you haven't practiced yet, and Kenny Payne's coaching tree doesn't believe in a zone, but I just think because of how limited you are, I think a zone is going to be your best option, because it could save some energy from guys like L. Ellis and Mike James, who are, again, they're going to have to play a ton of minutes for you if you're going to win games, because you just have such a drop off when those guys go out. So it could help keep those guys a little more fresh. It could keep you from getting guys in foul trouble. And you have size if guys just rebound out of the zone, and sometimes that is one of the things you risk. And of course, you don't want to give up a bunch of open shots in the zone. But you can, that's the biggest misconception about a zone. Clearly, there's going to be some areas that are open, and you are vulnerable. But the notion that if you go zone, you're just automatically going to be giving up a bunch of open threes, it doesn't have to work like that. I mean, this is probably an insane exaggeration here, but when it comes to Louisville played zone pretty frequently under Rick Pitino, and he didn't always have big guards or anything. So if you can guard your space, then you can effectively play a zone. So I was happy to see that they at least threw it out there briefly tonight, but I'm not sure if it was just in a panic, if it was something they're working on. I'm not quite sure. But you are listening to the Louisville Basketball Postgame Show here on 790 KRD. And Louisville, if you're just now getting in the car, I'm sure you already know the result of the game. Louisville losers tonight. They fall to Bellarmine to kick off the Kenny Payne era, 67-66. They had a chance late, but kind of felt like, obviously I wanted Louisville to pull it out. And maybe if L. Ellis could have made a couple of those free throws, maybe if that shot by Roosevelt Wheeler goes in, then obviously we're probably having a little bit of a different conversation. But let's be real. Bellarmine played better tonight, looked like the better team. So give him credit. I'm happy for Scott Davenport. Good for him. What a great way to get his third season started here at the Division I level. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Riley. Riley, you're on 790 KRD. What's up?
Hey, Nick. I was just kind of wondering what you see from Kamari Lamb, because watching the game, I know he's a freshman, and, I just don't see much of anything right now, honestly. And then to go back to him on that last shot just kind of makes absolutely no sense to me when, he has not made a shot all game. So
Riley, thank you for the call, man. I just think he looks comfortable. He missed some threes tonight that I think he can typically make. And who else are you going to play? I mean, that's not a ringing endorsement for Kamari Lands. I do think he has some talent, but if not him, who? I mean, I don't know who else you're going to play. And I think he has a chance he's shown at least glimpses in these exhibition games that he's got some talent, but I mean, it's not as if you've got a lot of other options out there. I mean, Hersey Miller, Zan Payne. I mean, I don't think that's ideal. And look, Kamari, for a freshman, he showed some poise, but again, he didn't make a field goal. So therefore, to your point, Caleb, Riley, I can't sit here and tell you that, that he was balling tonight, but I just think he doesn't hurt you a lot. And I think there's a chance that if he's out there on the floor and he gets those shots that he got tonight, he might have a game where he makes a few of them. All right. Let's go to Okay, let's see here. We've got Kenny Payne sound here. Let me see if I can get this. Here we go. This is Kenny Payne after the game, his thoughts after his first official game as the Louisville head coach.
It wasn't all bad. All right. First of all, that was some growth. It wasn't all bad. Disappointed that we lost that game by one. If you go back through from the beginning to the end, there are probably 20 possessions that were wasted. There will be defensive laps that we just gave up on. I'm saying this to the guys in the other locker room. Possession by possession defensively, make it as hard as you can for the opponent. Let me say that again. Possession by possession, make it as hard as you can for the opponent, especially on defense. The reason being, when you give a team that's like their team, very good passing team, not super athletic, but really good at what they do, and you allow them to get wide open back cuts, offensive rebounds, wide open threes, they're just dissecting you apart. In order to sustain that, to get over that, you have to be really solid, really disciplined, and you got to know what they're doing. We weren't real solid. We weren't real disciplined. We were disciplined in spurts. We were solid in spurts. They deserve to win. Well-coached team, out-coached us. Players outplayed us. They were the aggressor. They put us on our heels. They get a 10-point lead. A team like that's just going to make 15, 12, 15 passes. You better really understand how hard you got to defend, or you lose. 1 point. Again, I'm going to say this. They're a very good team. Scotty Davenport does a great job. He's a very good coach. But it wasn't really about Bellarmine as much as it was about us. And I'm giving them all the credit in the world. They are a hell of a team. This is about our discipline that he exploited.
Coach, offensively, 28 three-point attempts tonight to 24 two-point attempts. Do you feel like the team was maybe settling for too many outside shots?
No question about it. I think in the first half, I can't remember the number, we had 16 threes and 10 twos, something like that. That's not who we are. That's not the way we practice. That's not the way we play. Since the day that I got in here, I've been talking about multiple lane touches. There was 10 possessions where we did not have a lane touch. That's not what we teach. That's not what we do. Now, as I say that, understand, this is a hard game. If it was easy, everybody would be winning. So I'm asking them to change, to do things that are uncomfortable for them right now. And that's why I say we win or we learn. Today is a hard lesson to learn. That's simple.
Kenny, I think 16 minutes for Sid. He didn't get a shot attempt. How much of that is what they're doing defensively? How much of it is what he didn't do or you guys didn't do to get him the ball?
A little bit of both. They were really good. They sagged the paint. We wanted to establish him in transition. We wanted to establish him in the post. Ran a couple plays for him. The timing of the play was off. We were panicked or rushed offensively, didn't get him the ball, or he went too soon. But it's a learning lesson. Here's a kid that can force teams to double team, that can score in the paint, that's really strong around the basket, that can offensive rebound. He has to find a way to impose his will. That's why he's a captain. He's been there before. I need him to help lead us. I'm not blaming him in any way, shape, or form, but I need more. I need more.
Did Kenny, in the under 10 possession, 9.8 seconds, did you get what you wanted? I think Lance shot the ball from the corner or not.
Lance came off. I thought the last two possessions, maybe the last three, wide open shots. The three that we made, we just put that in today, executed it, got a wide open shot, and we had two other players wide open. The play that Kamari came off wide open. I can't ask for a better shot. My lesson to them is this. Confidence is something that a lot of people don't like to talk about as coaches. It comes from doing something so hard for so long. And I hate to say it, it's a little bit of a fear of failure. When you live by that fear of failure, it makes you train a certain way. It makes you alert to everything, knowing that I'm going to shoot this shot thousands and thousands and thousands of times from a fatigued state. Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, LeBron James, thousands and thousands of times. If this is the life that you choose, you got to know your confidence isn't like a light switch. Can't turn it on and off. And I'm saying that as a team, not one individual. Confidence has to come from your work. And you got to work borderline insanely in order to be good.
Coach, you kind of touched base on it there a little bit, but with you got your point guard going to the free throw line to try to hit a big shot there. Are you concerned that with as many minutes as he's playing that he might be tired in that situation?
Of course
I am. And what do you say to him when he misses that opportunity?
First of all, I think for L has to understand the power of having the ball that much in his hands. What exactly that means. It means sort of that you can't be emotional highs and lows. You got to be steady. You have to be so in tune to your teammates that you are controlling a game and you're finding that, for example, your man talked about Sidney Curry, find him. Brandon may need a post-up, find him. But then you got to know that you got to pick your spots offensively to take over a game. And that we lose by one, you can never be the guy when you're Sidney, L, Jalen, to give up and break down on plays. One possession, that's what this team is. One possession you break down can cost us a game. You have to be so in tune to being on point on everything that we're doing. It's the only way we can win. We have no wiggle room. Our leaders have to be leaders. And they have to lead by examples. They can't take a playoff. They can't miss something. In order for us to win, they got to be really good.
Coach, you had five fast break points. It was more than zero you had in a couple games ago. But what is there a certain amount of fast break points that you want to have? And what is it going to take to kind of get those up and get out and running like how you want?
Well, that was a stretch. And I don't know what they ended up shooting for the game, but there was a point in the game we were sitting on the bench in huddle saying they're shooting 65%, they're shooting 70%. You're not getting fast break points when a team is shooting that high percentage. You got to get stops. All transition is a mistake by our offense, a missed shot by our offense, and we get out and fly. If we don't get stops, we can't run. So we have to be a better defensive team to force misses to get out and run.
Coach, with the game being such an important milestone for the city, Bellarmine coming up, how important was getting the energy of the home crowd tonight, especially with those moments where Bellarmine was really able to get the crowd into it?
Right before tip-off, as I looked in the crowd and I thought the crowd was great, I said to the guys, understand what you're playing for, who you're playing for. They're here to support you. Give them your heart. Give them your heart. They deserve it. I just hope that people stick with us. Eventually, we're going to get it figured out. I don't know what that means, but I know we're going to get better. We have gotten better, but we have a long way to go, and we started out behind, to be honest with you. We have players that are struggling with confidence, struggling with who they are, what they are, and we're trying to help them through it. That's what coaching is. It's not X's and O's and drawing up plays. It's inspiring young people to be great, to inspiring young people to believe more than they've ever believed in their life, to getting a guy to think different. That's our challenge. That's what we're trying to do every single day. Some of it is with love. Some of it, to be honest with you, is putting our foot in their butt. Just what it is.
Kenny, the growth you saw over here, the growth you saw from Mike tonight, and you mentioned confidence. He really had confidence down the stretch, a couple of those shots.
No question. I want him to play, and I told him this in the locker room, work really, really hard, and then trust your spirit, trust your heart. There aren't many players that have a spirit like he is. Trust it, but work hard so that when you go in the game, all you have to think about is my ticker and my brain. I'm not worrying about conditioning. I'm not worrying about confidence. I know what I'm doing. I'm competent. I'm confident, and I'm ready to just play and trust myself. That's what I need from him. And he was, in Spurs, he was really good. I'm happy with Mike James. Really am.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
All right. That was Kenny Payne following his debut. Not a good one, but honestly, he seemed a little more, I'll put it this way. Before we say goodnight and call it, I think Kenny also, just from what I heard there, I don't think he's surprised the team lost to Bellarmine. I think it's a work in progress, to put it mildly. And the question of should it be where it is, meaning should it be this much work? Should you have, should you be further along? I don't know. I mean, again, nobody's happy that this is the situation they're in. And Kenny Payne, he inherited this team, but, he didn't add anybody really that changes the outlook. And it's hard to tell if anybody's gotten better. I mean, it's just, very unusual situation for myself, because typically there are legitimate expectations to where you know exactly what you should expect. And this year, I don't know who to be mad at. Just I'm getting a little slap happy here as I need to go to bed, because I got to be up and live on the air once again at 7 a.m. I just think the fact that we kind of saw this coming and we're not surprised that Louisville just lost to Bellarmine is just really puts in perspective where we are. And I guess the only way you can go from here is up. All right. Thank you all for hanging out. I'm going to call it a night. I'm going to go to bed. I've got, to be up bright and early tomorrow. And hopefully you guys will join me. We get up early. Stayed up late. Thank you so much. Big thanks to John Alden back at the 4th Street Studios. We are back at it tomorrow morning, bright and early, right here at 7 a.m. This is the Louisville Basketball Postgame Show on 790 KRD.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.